I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, click, click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
What if you were building a provider not for profit? TechSoup is a not-for-profit focused on the technology space and on helping other not-for-profits. Let's talk to Michael Enos, community lead there, and learn more. This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. So I'm super curious to talk about TechSoup. But before that, I think it's important to give our listeners and watchers a sense of who you are and how you ended up here. So you want to give us the kind of quick version of how you got through your career and how you ended up here?
Yeah, sure. I mean, since the 90s, I've been working in tech in civil society sector, originally in the social work programs, and then moving into food security. And in that capacity, I worked with TechSoup and watched it grow and was very close to it and received numerous benefits from TechSoup, in both education resources and product donations. And I became very curious. And so I actually approached TechSoup and said at some point, hey, I'd like to work for you. I think you do great value in the community. I'd like to work for an international organization to expand, you know, the work that I'm doing in the tech sector and civil society. So, and they took a chance and hired me, and I've been here for 8 years now, and I run most of our infrastructure, IT operations, but I also am sort of a community face of TechSoup when it comes to technology, oftentimes doing things like this, webinars and help do blog posts and things to help educate the civil society sector in the areas where we really believe they can improve operational capacity at using tech.
So let's then ask the obvious next question. What is TechSoup?
Essentially, it's a global civil society organization. We are a nonprofit in the U.S. We are affiliated with partners globally that are essentially kind of like, they're branded as TechSoup in most cases. And it, through this these channels in different regions worldwide, we essentially try to improve the operational and technical capacity of organizations so that they could better fulfill their mission. I mean, that's essentially, and in the effort to improve equality, equity, and and also to just try to create a better infrastructure for civil society organizations. And so that's what we do, and we do it through a very, very large network of groups worldwide. And we also partner with this private sector technology corporations, primarily, like large ones such as our relationship with Google and Facebook and Sales. I mean, and all these large organizations essentially distribute their their philanthropic wing uses us as their vetting supplier so that they can understand who should receive the benefit of their philanthropy throughout the world. And so we're sort of at the connector. So we're sort of a convener between the private sector, private tech sector, and who are interested in civil society and those civil society organizations, and not just connecting them, but connecting them to each other so that they could then benefit from each other. So we're sort of like a multi-sided platform that way, where we sort of can connect people from all different places, and we have platforms globally. We're in every single country except for the embargoed states. And we, we have offices worldwide that are both TechSoup offices, but also our partner affiliates. I mean, that's a little bit of, in a nutshell. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things, so I will say, I worked with TechSoup when I was a provider. And one of the things that I think you're known best for is the product catalog, essentially. Yeah. The ability to get those not-for-profits and civil-based organizations access to technology that those big vendors are trying to make available through philanthropy.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about how that program works and what it is.
Yeah. I mean, so, at the core of what TechSoup does is we're a vetting supplier. So what we do is we reach out to organizations or they reach out to us, and we vet them and ensure that they are who they say they are, that they are a legitimate organization, that their mission is in line with the kinds of things that, organizations that are, philanthropic, who want to give donations of technology, services, and product. And we essentially, we validate them. So most of what we do is we call it validation services. We validate organizations, and then we can kind of put a TechSoup stamp of approval. So if you go to, for example, Google for Nonprofits and you go through that process, you'll see that it's powered by TechSoup. And that's us doing all that back end work for Google. And we did the same thing for Microsoft. We are vendor agnostic because we believe everybody has something to give to the civil society sector. And so, I mean, essentially, that's what people do. And the benefit, I mean, it's billions of dollars of benefit to the community. And when it comes down to the dollar value of what they're saving, when you look at the numbers worldwide, it's astronomical. And our business model is interesting because what we do is we kind of just, have an admin fee for the processing and for our own operations so that we could do this.
So that leads to the next obvious question. So you're a not-for-profit. What is the business model behind TechSoup? How do you keep the doors open for yourselves?
I mean, essentially, when we create a partnership with an organization, and such as Microsoft or Google or PagerDuty or New Relic or whoever that organization is, Facebook, Slack. We negotiate sort of a deal. Essentially, we says, okay, either it's a bit transaction based, or it's oftentimes based on an admin fee, and it depends on the type of service and what we're providing, and then we negotiate that. And so during that transaction, we have some fee that's associated to us processing that transaction, but also to pay for our administrative costs or overhead, our marketing and all the things that we do, and also other types of services such as our outreach and the things that we don't charge, MPOs for, our blogs or, these things. But we also have done, we branched out to a lot more types of business, lines of business. So oftentimes what we're doing now is we're also doing courses. So we have courses where people go and learn about, like do a deeper dive than just what you see in one of our webinars or blog posts. We also have, we're starting to launch a membership model called Quad, where, you know, with a membership fee, you get a subscription that essentially gets you like really enriched TechSoup content, services, and deeper discounts on the product donations. So we have a number of different lines of business. One of our very successful sort of growing lines of business is a program we call NGO Source. And that's essentially an equivalency determination system where we work with organizations outside of the U.S. to give them sort of a 501c, what would be the equivalent of a 501c3 stamp of approval, so that they can get donations from places like the Ford Foundation or the Bill Gates Foundation, because that's required for them to be able to receive those. So they are sort of legal stamp of approval that they meet the same qualifications that a U.S. org would. And that's a really growing line of business for us. And we charge the, you know, both sides of the coin that, because the, you know, the people who are investing in this, you know, in wanting that organization are really interested in making sure it's going to the right people.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. So I want to ask, because it's, you know, right there on your website, there's a section for get the help you need. And it's actually interesting to me as putting my provider hat on there, because there's one button, set of buttons for managed IT and help desk, but another for consultant connection. Help me understand what you guys are doing in the services space. Are you delivering it? Are you partnering it? Is it a mix of both?
Mostly we partner it. I mean, we are developing more internal sort of resources to do direct consultation with some more, you know, in some capacity through a customer success program, specifically around, you know, ensuring that people are leveraging product donations, like, you know, if they get Microsoft Office or you know, Microsoft 365, you know, or if they need some help implementing, we offer some light services like that, but mostly we outsource to some other companies that then can really do that sort of engagement, you know, and so that's another way that we connect, you know, it's just another, and the organizations that we work with who do the service delivery are also focused on the civil society sector. They're usually not just, you know, consultants or organizations who are just, you know, working for Forbes 500 companies. They're usually used to the sector, which is really helpful because the sector is really unique. The needs of it is unique. The budgetary constraints are unique. The training and resources are unique. And so having that sort of knowledge and having the consistency of working in the sector helps if you're in the capacity of providing services.
Gotcha. Which leads to kind of an obvious question for an IT services MSP listener. Like, are you guys competitive to what they do? Are you looking to partner with them? What's TechSoup's perspective on that?
Well, I think that we'd actually like to partner with them more, to be quite honest with you. I think that we don't really see competition in our spaces is more related to people who also would then be doing, like, you know, try to be the middle person for, you know, between philanthropy and the tech sector, right? So there are a few organizations like that. So really, we try to get to those organizations first and say, look, if you want to engage in philanthropy and you want to use your tech product or tech services to engage in philanthropy, do philanthropic work, we're the ones to do it through, because we have the largest footprint worldwide to do that with. And we can have the farthest reach and impact. And that looks, I mean, that's really helpful for a CSR, a corporate social responsibility wing of an organization, especially the large ones, because they can go back and say, look, this is the benefit of our, you know, to the stakeholders and say, look, this is what we're doing. This is our triple bottom line. And so oftentimes what we're going for is like, look, you know, a lot of stakeholders want to see more of that triple bottom line in an organization, not just the bottom line in terms of how much, you know, dividends I'm going to get. They say, well, what's your impact? Especially now with all the, you know, things that have been happening recently in terms of, you know, an increased global conflict, climate change, people want to give and they want to know how to give. And that includes the people who are the stakeholders and also the people who work at these large, you know, tech organizations. They want to know, what can we do sitting where I'm sitting? You know, what can I do? So right. we tap into that.
Gotcha. So I've got two follow-up questions. I'll dive in on the first. So is how are you guys helping them measure that? How do you help them measure that impact?
Good question. So we've developed over the years some you know types of surveys and assessment tools to essentially gauge you know what we call sort of the technical through a technical maturity model. Because what we're interested in knowing is, you know, how well are we doing? It's not just a measure of how much you know stuff people get or how many services they get from us, because that's just one number. What we want to know is, well, what did that actually do to help them with their impact and also help them be able to improve their operational capacity to, you know, exploit the use of the technology better to further their mission. And so we've developed survey tools and engagement tools to understand over time how they're, you know, kind of growing along that maturity curve and if they're becoming a more technically mature organization. And there's very interesting ways to sort of understand that through just, you know, simple survey assessments and tools. But it's also helpful because then we get an idea of what they need next. After they've implemented some of the basic things to get the building blocks of their technology together, what do they need next? We help them on that journey so that then they can move up through that model. And that's very useful for us because that's something that, it, you know, I've worked with a very small nonprofits and very large ones, and they're all different places on that sort of spectrum. And if you can understand where an organization is on that spectrum, you could better serve them and actually have, be more impactful.
Gotcha. So that portion of what you guys are doing is very much a consultation engagement, correct?
Somewhat, yeah. It's almost more like an assessment sort of thing, you know. Sort of like if you were to go to the doctor for a you know physical annually, you know, it's like, well, how are you doing this year? You know, although generally with physical, you do worse over time. But with this, what we're hoping to see is people doing better over time.
Right. Okay. Now, the other area of follow-up that I wanted to understand is we've kind of mixed two things, and I want to make sure I don't confuse people, particularly when a company like Microsoft or Google or Adobe does giving, they're generally focused on product giving. Is that fair? Or are they doing services?
It's mostly because they actually, most cases don't actually do service delivery themselves, and they outsource that to, you know, an implementation provider. And so, I mean, when, you know, gotcha. TechSoup is a large organization. So, you know, currently when we implement the larger systems that we use internally to run our business, you know, we don't, even though we work some arrangement out with the organization, we're like everybody else. They don't say, oh, we'll implement it for you. It's like they say, these are some, you know, certified partners that'll help you implement this. And those are the people who, so it's generally like, although, you know, there have been situations, at least in the past, where, you know, a local technology firm may donate like volunteers from their group. I mean, there are, for example, you know, specifically, some really cool organizations like New Relic that actually has a pro bono week, where what they do is they dedicate a week of their time for all of their staff to work with an organization to help better implement New Relic, which is an observability operations tool, essentially. And so they spend a week with an organization just helping them do that. So there are cases like that. And those are the organizations we really like to work with because it provides that extra value, you know, the value added service when they actually, you know, use that product and they're getting a more impact out of it.
Well, that was where I was going with following because I was trying to separate the product from those sure. companies that are delivering services. And, you know, particularly because most of my audience is going to be focused on the services side of that. Yeah, what I'm trying to get to here then is like, what are the opportunities for them to work with a TechSoup, you know, versus an area where you may overlap? Like, what are you looking for from the service providers who do those software implementations to work with a TechSoup?
Well, I think that, you know, a great way for those connections to happen is sometimes where the service, what we found is where the service providers sort of, you know, their origin of business, you know, like what, where do they sort of operate out of? And then to engage, or, you know, for you, like where are you in your communities? And there are, within all communities are, you know, nonprofit organizations that could use the help of MSPs. And if they work with us, we could help guide them in terms of like, hey, this is what this organization really needs and how to implement it. And they could be more successful, which could then for the MSP basically, or the implementation provider could provide continued business because they'd be happy with the services and actually will refer other people. And oftentimes the people who work in nonprofits actually have businesses, you know, they're volunteering, right? So they're like, oh my God, this great implementation partner came in and helped us implement, you know, helped us migrate from on-premise, you know, you know, exchange to cloud exchange, and they helped us do that. And now I'm going to refer them to all my other business friends, right? And so, and so maybe they'll hopefully do that with some understanding that organizations in this, in the sector can't afford as much per, and they'll provide some sort of a discount of some for them. And so we do try to reach out to those organizations. So we do have that consultant connection program that we're really trying to develop exactly for that purpose. But that is, I think, a great way for them to engage and also to, you know, but I think oftentimes that stuff happens, you know, on the ground in those communities, because that's where the relationships develop. And also, I think that's where, unless it's a very, very large, you know, group like Accenture or something like that, that is, you know, and but those, even those we work with and say and try to help connect the dots with organizations to help them, you know, connect organizations to them. And we do have, you know, connections in some of those, you know, those larger ones, but not this, the smaller local ones, of course.
Right. So what, for those providers that aren't necessarily familiar with the not-for-profit and service space, well, what's the one thing you wish they knew about this space as they were trying to understand it?
I mean, I think that there's sometimes some misconceptions, okay? I mean, oftentimes people, you know, will think that the nonprofit sector is not well organized, or they're, you know, they're not run by business-minded people, or they're not, you know, because it's called nonprofit, that they're not business-oriented. All the nonprofits I worked for are very business savvy and have, you know, business backgrounds. And oftentimes they do this because they want to be impactful, you know, and they want to use their business skills to be impactful. And sometimes there are volunteers who do it, or people who were in the sector and they left the private sector to work in the public nonprofit sector because they were not satisfied in their work. So I think there's a lot of, and sometimes, you know, the, you know, people will think that, well, you know, it's, they're not going to really be helpful in helping me be successful in implementation. I think what people sometimes really need to know is that there's really, really smart people running this social fabric, you know, in from the nonprofit sector, and they're really good at what they do, and they're dedicated, and they're also business minded, so they'll be like, this is a charity organization, you know, how are you going to help your community? So you have to be prepared for that. And I think that what they should know is that I think having some skin in the game is good, but even maybe that means like volunteering, doing something else for the organization other than just what they're doing for the business side.
So, Michael, if a provider was looking to get involved and get involved with the consultant connection and working with TechSoup, how's the best way for them to do that?
We have contact information on our website at TechSoup.org. And the best thing to do is to send us an email through that contact information. Now, you can reach out to me directly, and I can point anybody to the right people at TechSoup. I know that my my information will be associated with this. I would absolutely do that. But you could also, there's information broadly on our TechSoup platforms.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Dave. This has been a pleasure. And thanks for all the listeners out there.
Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection.
infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.